Christian aviators make a difference in an epidemic in Congo. Ethiopia may be the bright spot on the Horn of Africa's food crunch, and helping orphans on Orphan Sunday may be as easy as a trip to the store. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Cholera and measles are creating havoc in a nation that's just now beginning to recover from the after effects of civil war. Epidemics of both diseases in the Democratic Republic of Congo highlight a nation in recovery. Program manager for MAF's West Congo region, Ron Wismer, says Congo's been at war basically since 1998, and as a result,
a lot of the vaccination programs have fallen through. As a result, the epidemics of this type, like measles, are still occurring and will occur if we don't get vaccinations going. Fortunately, we've been able to reach remote areas with vaccinations and stop some of the spread.
MAF's carried medical staff and 14,000 pounds of vaccines and medical supplies to support 24 mobile clinics. Wismer says MAF pilots serve a dual role as they fight these diseases.
The pilots are the frontline evangelists, if you will, trying to help people understand that we're doing it not only for the humanitarian aspect, but for the spiritual aspect of reaching the whole person.
Help MAF pilots fly and share Christ. We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, food security has improved for Somalis who have fled famine into Ethiopia. Food for the Hungry's John Connolly explains.
The famine is really not occurring in Ethiopia. The government has taken steps to address the famine. They saw it coming early on. And so it is a famine in Somalia, but people are crossing the border where they can gain access to food in Ethiopia.
FH teams say there is a food shortage, but
corn is almost ready to harvest within the next month, and things, at least in Ethiopia, are looking very positive.
FH has several clean water projects underway to continue growth. Conley says they aim to feed body, mind, and soul because these are gospel opportunities.
Through our food aid packages going out, we're able to respond to those physical needs. However, we also want to engage with food for the mind, that is, transforming people's purposes in life. Where am I going after I die? And then also food for the heart. How do my actions affect my community?
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christians have to use creative means to get into restricted countries. One way is through Farms International. Executive Director Joe Richter says it simply starts with their loan program to Christians.
We have programs that sometimes border countries that are closed access countries to missionaries and Christian workers. But the believers in those countries have a real burden to reach across borders, and they have found that the Farms program is an effective way of building up the local church. And so they find very creative ways of working across these borders.
Farms is serving in 12 countries and will soon be working in two more. As churches grow, believers living next to dangerous countries are willing and ready to go in and share the gospel through Farms programs.
We'd be able to go into a lot more places if the resources were available.
You or your whole church can get involved. And Orphan Sunday is just 6 Sundays away, a chance for your church to get more involved with the plight of orphans around the world. Brian Gilpin says this year, Orphan's Heart is encouraging an initiative as simple as a trip to the baby section at the store.
This diaper drive will benefit our foster parents in Florida, as well as our international child care ministry in Guatemala. Our goal is to collect at least 30,000 diapers, which is the number of diapers required to fulfill our domestic and international child care needs for 1 month.
As you or your church get involved through a drive or just donating online, you'll be helping Orphan's Heart reach thousands with the care and love of Jesus Christ. Plus,
by participating in the diaper drive, people have an opportunity to win a free mission trip with Orphan's Heart to the Children's Malnutrition Center in Guatemala.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian, helping you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy of Faith, Hope, and Love. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.